Hey guys, sorry that I'm late again. I just had the worst train ride ever.
Why? What happened?
First, my train was said to be 15 minutes late, just the usual. After 10 minutes, it just disappeared on the display. Then, after what felt like ages, I heard one of these terrible announcements where you can understand a word because it sounds like they mumble through a thick blanket before the microphone. Anyway, as everyone started to leave the platform, I figured the train would be leaving somewhere else. And I eventually found the right platform, and now I'm here.
Okay, that's quite an adventure, but nothing in comparison to what happened to me yesterday.
What? You're actually saying you can outdo me with the worst experience?
Definitely, but you don't seem to believe me. Let's make it a contest then. The one with the worst story wins.
Ooh, I would have something to add to that too.
Alright, looks like we all have got some interesting stories to tell. I challenge you to the duel of commuting horror. Let's see who experienced the worst train ride ever.
Well, then we'll take turns. Now, yesterday, on my way to university, my train was so crowded that you couldn't even see the ground. When the conductor turned on the brakes, we were all falling forward like dominoes, trying to hold on to whatever was close to us. Oh, and not to mention the smell, it was incredibly hot, and, of course, I had to be surrounded by men sweating like pigs. I tried not to touch anyone, because I was not in the mood for physical contact. And even though the train was already filled to the brim, at every new stop people still tried to squeeze themselves into the mass.
Yeah, I know that feeling. Next to my train being late, I also had the pleasure of meeting one of these people that occupy like four seats with their stuff. Her purse had a seat of her own, her coat, and she made it impossible to even get to the seats with a huge trunk. And as I politely asked her if she could move at least one thing, she just said, "There are plenty of other seats left on the train," which was not true. So I just had to stand there for the entire time and dreamt about switching places with that purse.
And don't you just love those people with no feeling for privacy? I also had a woman sitting some seats ahead of me. She was talking so loud on the phone that everyone could follow the whole conversation. I think now I know more about her than I know about my best friend, because she was telling everyone her whole life story. Like, even when it got to parts you might want to talk about in private. I wish I didn't hear her talk about the appointment she had at the doctor's that afternoon. However, I've got to admit that I was a little bit sad when she left the train, because the story about her ex just started to get interesting.
I hear where you're coming from. Still, this is not nearly as bad as disgusting passengers. See, Saturday morning, 4 a.m. After clubbing the whole night, I sank into my seat and felt a bit ashamed for how I looked. Yet just before the doors closed, a guy in his late 20s jumped into the train. Instantly, I felt relieved. One glance was sufficient. He was one of the real pariahs. He belonged to the caste of the gross.
Why? Did he smell?
Exactly. The first hallmark is the smell. The way those people smell, bodily hygiene must be some satanic cult to them. Sweat mixes with the aroma of the last they've eaten. As I could have concluded on my own, giant sweat stains in and around his armpits and a huge stain of ketchup right down his front gave away my guy. Such a cliché. Also, the guy was still hungry, or why else should he have been picking his nose? There is little worse on this planet.
Okay, that's definitely the worst story I've heard so far. You seem to have really bad luck when it comes to commuting.
Still, all people are the worst. I mean, is it just me or does everyone feel as if under strict surveillance when around them? So I sit upright, take my cell phone to silently check my messages and bam, I failed the class. We don't like cell phones here. To quickly make up, I get out my book. The formerly disparaging look they were giving me slowly shifts into approval. And I am happy as a labradoodle because I've managed to please them. Of course, they then are eager to reintegrate me into society. My grandson reads a lot too, the old lady would happily open.
Oh, I've been there too.
Mental facepalm, the pattern of the fantastic grandchild. This will be followed by a 4 hours recital of her life. Sighing, I give in to Mrs. I am old, so I may annoy anybody as I see fit.
No, girls, listen. Okay, all your stories are quite horrifying, but I know all of you will agree with me that I got the worst. Last week, I forgot my earphones. I even prepared a new playlist the night before. I was almost looking forward to sitting there in the train, relaxing before university. I think music is the only positive thing about spending half of your life in the train. Plug your earphones in, and by turning on your music, the world turns off. But when you forget your earphones? On one of those days, you could think the whole world has ganged up on you, like a secret agreement against you. For real, this is the worst case scenario. If you forget your earphones one time, all of the annoying things will get together. Like an old gross man with a huge trunk sitting next to you, arguing with his wife on the phone and trying to integrate you in his conversation. And only because I am not one of those douchebags who let the poor taste of music blare out loud to the whole train, I was just sitting there, suffering.
No way, did that really happen? Poor you.
I think we can actually agree that Julia got off worst.
Definitely. Let's buy her some ice cream. We're there anyway.
Düsseldorf Hauptbahnhof. Main station. Endhaltestelle. Terminal stop. Dieser Zug endet hier. Bitte aussteigen.
Ausstieg in Fahrtrichtung rechts.
Exit right.